Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
There's fair trade coffee, fair trade chocolate, even fair trade clothing. Products sourced by importers trying to guarantee fair pay and decent treatment for farmers and workers in developing countries. Well, now a Dutch team is applying the principles of the fair trade philosophy to mobile phones to combat what's called the conflict mineral trade. From the Deutsche Welle radio program Living Planet, Cynthia Taylor reports.
Hello? It's estimated that there are over 5 billion mobile phones in the whole world. And in several countries, the number of these devices exceeds the number of people. Frequently, the very beginning of a mobile phone's production chain is in Central Africa. There, some 300,000 people make their living by mining for the minerals that are used in the components of our phones. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the mining business has helped finance and fuel the country's ongoing conflict. Extraction is mainly controlled by rebels or the government's own military forces. Nathalie Ankersmit is from the Dutch Institute for Southern Africa.
Every party, whether it's the Congolese army or whether it's the rebellions or the militias, they use the illegal trade in minerals to finance their human rights abuses. And especially the local population is victim of these abuses. There are mass rapes of women and children in the local villages to make sure that these villages are loyal to a certain militia or a certain group of army people. And that's why the term blood mobiles has suddenly turned up in media.
When you look at all the circuits in your telephone, they use copper for it. 40% of all the copper reserves are in Congo, and cobalt as well. A lot of your cobalt comes from Congo, which is being used for your battery.
That's Bas van Abel, creative director at the WAG Society in Amsterdam. He's explaining to me where we can find minerals in our mobile phone.
A lot of the stuff which is being used are minerals, and I think there's more than 22 minerals used average in every telephone. So you have to do a lot of reverse engineering, because that's one of the problems, that phone companies don't give a list of the stuff they have in their phones. And that's also, you know, one of the things we need to change, that also the big phone builders and production companies give insight into what they're using and also who they buy from.
Bas and Natalie's organizations have joined forces to fight against the use of conflict minerals in electronics. And that's how Fairphone was born. Just like the name suggests, it's an initiative that aims to produce the world's first ethical phone. According to Bas, the key to the project is not a new invention, but a new way of doing business.
The easiest part of this project would be creating a phone, because phones are already created. They're already, you know, the production process is there. The problem is that it's not transparent, and the working conditions and the fairness around it, That's where the problem starts. So if you want to make a Fairphone, you have to change all the production for all these 22 minerals.
But a change in production can also mean added costs, something that doesn't go down well in corporations. Nokia's good clean image has been severely impacted since the problem surrounding conflict minerals came to light. But it still ranks as one of the most environmentally friendly companies in the sector, and it has banned Congolese minerals in its production. And while critics and activists claim it still has a long way to go, spokesman Jürgen Teisman says the company is already producing the fairest phone possible.
No company can give a 100% guarantee that that there are no conflict minerals in their components, but we don't allow our suppliers and their suppliers to source minerals from conflict areas. One of the things that we as a company have done already, it's investing in R&D so that we can reduce the components that have these minerals in them, that we reduce them from, for instance, 6 components that were used in 2001 in a mobile phone to 1 or 2 components now.
Nokia says it also has a tagging system in place to ensure the origin of the minerals and that it audits its suppliers regularly. But it does admit it's a hard process to track down properly.
If you look at the process, the real challenge is in what happens between the mine and the smelter. Because once the minerals are smelted into metals, you cannot trace them anymore. So it's really important that you make sure that a control mechanism is in place between the mine and the actual smelter.
What is the bag?
It is this initial stage of the production chain that Fairphone is now trying to tackle. They've recently traveled to the Congolese province of Katanga, where cobalt is mined. Cobalt is an essential component for mobile phones' batteries. They bought a bag of it directly from the mine workers, which they'll use later on the Fairphone. At Bass's office, his colleagues are also looking into the possibility of making the phone parts more replaceable, so that broken components can be replaced without throwing out a whole phone. The team doesn't know yet when the first Fairphone will hit the shelves, but they're optimistic that it will be sooner rather than later. Cynthia Taylor, Amsterdam.
A report on the conflict, mineral trade, and mobile phones comes to us courtesy of the Deutsche Welle radio program, Living Planet.